You know, they say that the greatest tragedy in life is not dying, it's living and then coming to the end of your life and realizing that you never lived. That you never gave 150% of who you were meant to be on the planet. You made apologies and excuses for why you didn't live out loud. Well, today, there are no apologies and excuses. We behold you as the magnificent gift that you are, and we're challenging you and inviting you to live in a blaze, to live in that fullness. Are you up to the challenge?
Yeah.
Are you up to me living in that challenge today?
Yeah.
I got some things to say today. I got some things that are going to address maybe some of the uncomfortableness that's been in our community, some of the uncomfortableness that's been in my own heart, and we're just going to talk about it. Can we talk here? Can we talk here? I want to start with a few stories. You know, there was a man, he was shipwrecked on an island. For years and years and years, he was there all alone, and finally a ship came to rescue him. And just about the time he was about to board the ship, the captain said, I've got to ask you one question before we get back to civilization. There's three huts up on the hill there. I noticed there's three huts up there. What are those buildings? Did you build them? Yes, I built them. The one in the middle, that's my home. That's where I live. Oh, that's wonderful. What's the one on the left? Oh, that's where I go to church. And then the captain said, well, what's the one on the right? And he says, well, that's where I used to go to church, but those people are terrible there. You know, there's a lot of seeking going on the planet, and we go from one place to another, and we don't ever really land. We're looking for something, and we don't know it when we find it, when it's staring us right in the face. There once was a man who visited a church. For the very first time he came in, he walked in expecting stained-glassed certainty. Polished answers is what he was seeking, and people pretending to have it all together, demanding one belief based on one man's teaching. People pretending to have it all together as one man held up one book, one man's teaching, and demanded a belief based on one man's teaching. And after the service, he went up to somebody and he said, I'm totally confused. I'm totally confused. I don't get it. And an usher asked, well, why are you confused? He said, well, people laughed. People laughed and then some cried. Some quoted Jesus and others quoted Buddha and Krishna. And what's up with quoting Albert Einstein in a church? There were periods of total silence. And then somebody rang a bowl. What is up with that? There were people with tattoos and people in suits, people waving LGBTQ flags, and people who looked like they'd never set foot in church their entire life. There were people all hugging each other. They were hugging and they were in joy and laughing. And I heard somebody say that they follow an earth-based indigenous person's path. And somebody else said, I'm agnostic. And somehow it all worked. I don't get it. The usher smiled and he said, well, that's because this is not a museum for saints. This is a greenhouse for souls. I love that line. I wish I could take credit for it, but AI spit that one out at me. This is not a museum for saints. It is a greenhouse for souls to grow, to evolve, to become, to stretch, and to challenge. And so we invite the challenge. We don't try to keep it at bay and say, keep your questions outside. Today is the first of a three-part series based on the phrase, church done differently. Say that with me. Our board of directors spent about 8 hours at a retreat trying to make peace with that phrase. In addition to our logo, Unity North Atlanta, a church done differently. And let me tell you, there was a blaze, there was a firestorm. Oh my God, they're putting the word church in there. So I want to explore that for the next 3 weeks, and maybe those who have stolen what church means to get it back, to take it back, and to remember the truth that Jesus taught, Buddha taught, that all the great masters taught at one point, and to take it back. 1,000 cups of tea, I said this last week, 1,000 cups of tea, but not like this one. I've had 1,000 cups of tea, but not quite like this one. Use your imagination. 1,000 communities, but not like this one. When you study the master teacher Jesus, he always did religion, spirituality, differently, and he kept breaking everybody's expectations. Go back and read it again. He was always doing religion differently. People, let's put the next slide up there and let's read it together. You got it? There it is. Can you read that? I'm going to have to squint to see it today. Together, people wanted rules. He gave stories. People wanted separation. He wanted connection. People wanted certainty. He gave questions. Breathe there for a minute. If you belong to an organization where you cannot ask a question and you're told to shut up, run as fast as you can away. Make your way here because it's okay to ask your questions because there's an evolving consciousness and your voice, your heart, your understanding of the one is just as important as mine. Let's continue. People wanted judgment. He wanted transformation. People wanted religion. He offered spiritual living. People wanted to focus on differences. Jesus reminds us we belong to each other. That's church done differently. And the master teacher, the elder brother, the way shower did it. And we're in the unity movement called to follow his example, to not make apology, but to stand proudly in what it is we believe, regardless of the tension that might come from the outside. The religious establishment of this man's day said, you can't do it that way. Jesus said, watch me. That's what we do here. Watch me. It's not always easy, but I'm telling you, the benefit is incredible. And that's one reason Unity North feels different and why I choose Unity North. We don't all believe exactly the same thing here. I find that to be rich. I find that to be beautiful. We don't all believe the same thing about the universe, about this mystery called God, about the expression of love and the best way to do it. If you put 10 Unity people in a room and you ask a theological question, you're more than likely going to get 15 different answers. And some of those will begin with, well, my truth is. Someone else will say, well, according to quantum physics, where somebody else will say, the Buddhists say, or the Hindus say, or I read this in an ancient Jewish mystical text, and many big demographic here, I go out into nature to find my God. I walk the path out amongst the trees, the tall people. And still others will say, well, the God of my understanding. But every single one of us will say the same thing. I'm seeking. I'm looking. And I'm willing to be open. And if you think that's a rarity, go check out 10 places around us. It's a very special thing. It's how we are different. It's church done differently. And it's the kind of church I want to participate in. You know, there was a bus full of people on the Atlanta traffic, and they got into an accident, and all the people died. They all died, and they all went up to heaven. And St. Peter was giving this busload of people a tour of heaven. And they said, over here on the left, this is where the Jews are. And over on the right, on this cloud, this is where the Muslims are, and they're figuring a way to get along. Isn't that beautiful? And then a little farther up, he said, up there are the Hindus, and on the right, on that cloud, are the Buddhists. And they've also found a way to get along and to build a bridge between the two clouds. Isn't it wonderful? He said, now be really careful up there on the right, up on that next cloud. That's where the Unity people, and they're kind of loud and obnoxious. And they don't make apology for what they believe. They're standing loud and proud for who they are. And by the way, I see that the LGBT community is in mass here today. Stand loud and proud. Be you, and I will be at the Smyrna Pride Parade. But then, now St. Peter said, this next cloud, you've got to be very, very quiet. One of the passengers said, why do I have to be quiet? He says, because these are the Orthodox Christians, and they think they're the only ones here. We are a bridge-building community with an understanding that we belong to each other. Say that with me. We belong to each other. And like Jesus said, we're saying, watch us. Watch us. Pay attention. Many churches will tell you what you must believe. One man will stand up here and tell you as he waves one book based on one person's teaching and tell you, this is what you must believe. Here we ask, what are you becoming? How can we help? What are you becoming? How are you making the world a better place? And how can we help? Many traditions will begin with doctrine. We begin with possibility. That's church done differently, and I'm proud of that. Many people, many communities will begin with exclusion. You know the old Sesame Street song? One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. There's a whole bunch of communities not just singing that, that everybody doesn't belong unless you think the way we think. That's not the religion of Jesus, and I'm going to explore that a little bit today. It's a man-made religion that has excluded people. We begin with inclusion and say, have a seat at the table. Bring your wisdom. Bring your heart. Bring your truth. It matters here. Many people begin with fear. Many religions begin with fear. We're beginning with love. You know, there's a lot of places around here that tell you that you're welcome. And that's absolutely the truth. You are welcome. And then you're welcome to change. Here you are accepted. Here you are accepted for the unique way that the universe chose to do business as you. And I'm proud of that church done differently to break the mold. Many say you were born broken and stained and there's something wrong with you and you need to be fixed. At Unity North, we tell you that you're born as an original blessing and that somehow you forgot. Me too. Let's wake up together. That's church done differently. That's the holy work we are charged to do. And it happens in this room. It happens in our classrooms. It happens with the kids downstairs. It happens here. And isn't it easy to take that for granted? Oh, it's just another church. No, it's not just another church. We do it our way. I was singing that song this week as I prepared. We do it our way. I'm no Frank Sinatra, but I'm loud and proud about doing it our way and not making apology for it. That's church done differently. It doesn't mean that there are no principles. We get accusations, oh, that anything goes. We also get accused of being the feel-good church. Well, what kind of church do you go to? I can go to 100 churches and feel bad, but I want to feel good about life. I want to feel good about where I'm going, my dreams and my visions and the light and the way God chose to do business as me, as you, and as all of us. That's church done differently, and I'm thrilled about it. But we have principles. It means the principles are meant to liberate us, not put us in a box. Our principles are there as a foundation to liberate you and not put you into a box. I believe that deserves a round of applause. I don't know about you. That's church done differently. Unity says there's a divine presence in all people, not some, not one, not a few, all people, not people who vote like us or look like us or think like us or believe like us, all people. That's different. I want to define the term church because it has been stolen for too long. Anybody ever read the book by John Shelby Spong, Rescuing the Bible from Fundamentalism? Well, I want to rescue the word church. That's what we're doing here. So suspend your knee-jerk response. I know I say church and I see half the congregation go, ooh, I was wounded by that. No, you were wounded by the illusion of what man turned into church. But let's go back to the original meaning of the word. It was Greek. It was not a building. It was not a denomination. It was not a religion. It was not any service. It referred to a gathering of people called together for a high purpose of community, of remembering we belong to each other. It's ecclesia. Say that with me. Ecclesia. The called out ones. Those called for a high purpose. It literally means those called out to join together in mind, in heart, in consciousness, and in form. Ecclesia was not a religious term. It was a gathering of citizens to discuss the affairs of the community. When Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, upon this rock I will build my church. He didn't use the word church. Somebody put that in and took the translation and turned it all around and upside down. He wasn't talking about clergy, denominations, or starting a movement. What the people would have heard was something more like this. I'm gathering a group of people committed to a new way of living. I'm gathering a community of people committed to a new way of seeing, of being, a new thought. What an idea. New thought. You know, we get accused sometimes. We call ourselves new thought, but some of us haven't had a new thought in 10 years. I'm saying let's be loud and proud about the new thoughts that happen every time somebody comes into this room and says, I have a new understanding. I have a new vision. I have a new dream, and God spoke to me. God spoke from within me. And get over the word God. Put in whatever you want. I like the word love. Love spoke to me. Love's calling for a greater expression as me, as all of us. Here, we are trying to build something bigger than attendance. We're trying to build belonging. Look around. That's all we're trying to do here. It's ecclesia. Let's build belonging and let's talk about what's up in the community. Sometimes it's beautiful, sometimes it's ugly, sometimes it's difficult, but I'm saying wrestle. Come in here and let's wrestle with the idea of ecclesia and how much power we've given to a word, church. Let's argue about church. What a waste of time that is. Let's be church. Let's argue about what that word means, and let's just get back to its original meaning. At Unity, we're not trying to reinvent the church. We're remembering the original intent of church. Maybe it's not church done differently, but church done originally. Let's say it together. Maybe it's not church done differently, but church done originally. Getting back to the roots, getting back to the truth, getting back to the intention. And those who have stolen it from us, we're saying we're taking it back. And it will not be done the way you think it needs to be done, or you need to be done the way we, as a collective, believe the Spirit wants to express through us. We're not here to just consume spirituality from one book and one speaker. We're here to create community and to find new ways of expressing and experiencing the vast miracle of life. That's holy work, folks. And we do it our way. To find new ways to express the vast miracle of life and love and goodness and spirit, and to dance with each other in a great celebration of creation, not that happened 10,000, 10 million years ago, but is happening right now between your ears as we join hands and hearts and songs and intentions to be alive with a blazing fire that will not be put down, that we will not apologize for because we don't do it their way. We do it our way. Not better than anybody else. I want to be real clear. It's not better, but it's what we choose to do here. We're not here simply to discuss transformation. We are here to become transformation. And those are the questions. How are you transforming? How are you transforming? How are you making the world a better place today? Not this room. How are you making the world a better place as a result of what we do in this room and downstairs? Church is about way more than what happens on Sunday. And it's much more about what happens on Tuesday afternoon. Church is not, ecclesia is not about what happens on Sunday. That's a part of it. It's the kindness we extend on Monday. It's the listening we offer on Thursday. It's the forgiveness that we practice all week long. If church is just a check mark for you, if ecclesia, if gathering, if spiritual community, call it what you want, is just a check mark, I'm going to tell you, don't waste your time. But if it's a new way of living and being and saving the world, the Christ, the Buddha, as you out there, then show up and be a part of the transformation, be a part of the creativity. Maybe church done differently is simply less performance and more presence. Less performance and more authenticity. Here I am doing it my way. Maybe it's less exclusion and more room at the table. Maybe it's less certainty and more wonder. Less certainty and better questions. Perhaps the challenge of this series is this. Don't merely attend this church. Become this church. Don't merely attend and argue about the word church. What a waste of time that is. Become this ecclesia. Become this community. Become this gathering.
Become
the phrases that we speak every single week. We belong to each other. Together, we belong to each other. And anybody and everybody is welcome and accepted who comes through those doors. Perhaps we begin to live the idea that we're all just walking each other home from the Gospel of Ram Dass. Say that with me. We're all just walking each other. That's church different. The world does not need more churches filled with people. There's plenty of those. It needs more people filled with the Spirit of love. Let's read it together. The world doesn't need more churches filled with people. It needs more people filled with the Spirit. Church done differently is not a building or a service. Next slide, please. It's a laboratory for transformation. Let's read that together. Church done differently is not a building or a service. It's a laboratory for transformation. One thing I love about this place is unity does not ask you to deny your humanity. Leave your humanity at the door so that we can all think alike and feel comfortable in this room. It teaches us to embrace our humanity with compassion, with awareness and willingness. What if the spirituality that we follow is meant to make us more fully human, not less? That's different. That's different. I have a lot of friends that think very differently than that, and that's okay. We do it our way. To sit in our community with grief without becoming it. To sit with the anger and the frustration that's up in the world without becoming it. To experience fear without building a house there and putting up a hut. You know, they say human or divine. Are you human or are you divine? It's not human or divine, it's human and divine. And for too long, we've been told to put our humanity off to the side. It's not welcome here. You're broken, you're stained. That's evil, that's bad. No, it's important to the growth, and it's the reason you're on earth. Having a human suit on a human experience on the earth to grow, to transform in this laboratory. Church done differently does not say leave your humanity at the door. It says bring all of yourself. I'm going to invite all of the humanity of the band to come forward. And there's a lot of humanity in those four guys. Bring all of yourself. Bring your joy, your wounds, your doubts. Bring your hopes and your insights and your questions. That's different, but that's ecclesia. Bring your imperfect, beautiful, complicated self, and let's discuss the affairs of the community. This one and this one. With more love and a lot less judgment. With more questions and a lot less regurgitation. You know, I made a decision many years ago because I got wounded, like many people in here, from what I was told was true about me that it wasn't true. And there was a moment where the light went off and I said, you know, I think I'd rather not stand outside the church and bang on the doors for them to open up. I'm gonna get inside the church and I'm gonna kick those doors open. That's what we're doing. Let's read it together. Instead of banging on the doors from outside the church, I'd rather stand inside the church and kick the doors open. That's church done differently. It's not fighting anything or anybody. It's doing it our way. And create a place and a community, a little music maestro. Thank you, Ryan. A church where everybody, no exceptions, can belong. That's different. That's church done differently. But I'm done placating the people that stole church from Jesus. And I'm saying, let's go back to what it was originally meant to be. Everyone, without exception, is not only welcome, but accepted as part of something bigger than our limited thinking. God is too immense. God is too beautiful, too alive, to be reduced to our smallest explanations. There's more, as the song said. There's more. There's more. There's more of you. There's more of the Spirit. There's more of the Christ. There's more of the Buddha. There's more of the love that's calling for expression from you. Set the fire. Set the blaze. God is too beautiful to be reduced to our explanation. That's where we move from the religion about Jesus to the religion of Jesus. Ecclesia. Let's get together and let's talk it through. 1,000 communities. 1,000 communities. But not like this one. Don't take it for granted. We are a rare bird. We're an odd bird too. We're an anomaly to a lot of people. All we can do is open our arms and our hands and our hearts and says, this is how we do it our way. But that has incredible value, and it's why I choose to be here and not 100 other places where I could be. The world needs places like this today. The world doesn't need closed doors. The world doesn't need more walls, more division. The world needs more bridges. We are bridge builders, and that is church done differently. And I thank you for being a bridge builder. I had some important things to say, and if I offended anybody, please come talk to me, because my intent is not to offend. My intent is to be open. And Susan gave a pitch earlier about investing in this community. I invest greater in this community than anywhere on the planet. They get a lot of my paycheck. It's because I believe in what's going on here. I believe in the message that goes over the airwaves and reaches 300, 400, 500, sometimes 600 people. I'm asking you to be a part of it. I'm not going to push it. I will for the next 3 weeks. The consistent giving program. If you like church done differently and you believe in what we do, don't give because you think we need it. Invest because you think the world needs more of what we're doing here. And that challenge goes out to each and every person online. I'm inviting you to invest, not invest in unity, but invest in the ideas and the spirit that are absolutely expanding everywhere on this planet because the world is hungry for them. This is the religion of Jesus, not the religion about Jesus. 1,000 communities, not like this one.